You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 174. What does it mean to dream of rotting fish? Or a rat jumping on your shoulder in the theatre? Or a cougar that comes down and breaks the ice on a frozen pond? Or what does it mean if a dam is about to burst? Or, well, we're going to interpret six dreams today. Yes, I know we only do one when we have a guest on the show, but we're looking at six, and there is a reason behind this. So first of all, here's the backstory. 18 years ago, well, you know, almost 18 years ago, I launched my first website about dreams, of course, which was dream.net.au. And back when I launched that in 1998, we had a dream forum. Actually, we had several forums going. Some were private forums, and you had to pay a small amount to have a password and get in and discuss your dreams in privacy, you know, in small groups. And the other forum, one of the other main dream forums, was a public forum. So anyone could come in, post a dream. Sometimes I went in and gave a few tips or asked some questions and entered into a conversation with a dreamer. Sometimes other people did. And it was, I don't know, I think 1998, it was probably one of the first years that forums got very busy on the internet. It was the early days of the internet as well, 18 years ago. Anyway, the forum got bigger and bigger and bigger, and every morning I would be overwhelmed with complete wonder and amazement that so many people had found the site and wanted to post their dreams and ask about them. It was also clearly a job that was beyond me doing by myself, which is why it was wonderful to have so many other people come in and have conversations with the dreamers and give hints and clues. So it was very, 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 very popular, and it ran from 1998 until 2003, the forum. At 2003, for many reasons, I just had to pull the plug on it. It was becoming huge. I couldn't service all the dreams, neither could everybody else that was helping. And besides that, there was more important work to do with clients and book writing and all of that. However, we did salvage many of the good conversations and left them on the internet. So although people could go to the forum, they couldn't post new dreams, they couldn't interact, but they could refer to the resource for many, many, many years before that too had to get pulled for technical reasons. You know, you design early websites in ways that the technical background becomes obsolete after a while and things have to move on. And it was really difficult to keep those forums up there. But then what I also did back in 2003 when we closed the forum was I copied and kept a lot of the dreams that people had posted that we hadn't had time to discuss. And then over the years, I took these dreams to one side and I replied to them, not to the original dreamers because people were posting as mystery people, anonymous people, but I replied to them and wrote two ebooks, which are still available. One is called 88 Dreams Interpreted, where I took 88 dreams from that original dream forum and did a little interpretation and a dream alchemy for each one. And I followed that up with another book called 50 More Dreams Interpreted, both of which you can still buy as ebooks on the online shop. So I thought today, for many reasons, that I would take six dreams from one of these books and read them to you with the interpretations as a selection for today's dream show. One thing that made me think of doing this is that we have been running the old website, dream.net.au, down, making it smaller and smaller and smaller over the years that janetheresa.com has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, janetheresa.com, I think we launched in 2009, so it must be coming up for 7 years now. So we're making, and as it expands and we're putting new functionality in janetheresa.com, the time has come to really close dream.net.au down almost just to a single page, which will be happening in the next few months. So I thought it was a good time to kind of do this as a bit of a memorial to, probably mostly for me, the enjoyment of looking back to 1998 to 2003 and looking at some of the dreams that were posted then and giving my interpretation. So I really, all I did was I went to 88 Dreams Interpreted, the ebook, and I looked at the first 12 or 15 dreams and I picked six from there, which I thought, six out of the first 12 to 15 that I thought would work well together in today's show. If you enjoy these, of course, buy the books. You can read another 88 and then 50 more. the idea with writing an interpretation and giving a dream alchemy for a written dream without the opportunity to speak to a dreamer is more to give a kind of overview and to give some examples and particularly to ask questions of that the dreamer might contemplate in looking at the dream. So have a think about all that while you're listening. The way that I've answered these, and these are ones that, as I've just said, I wrote in 2003. So I wrote these, whatever that is, 13 years ago. But as I read them this morning, I thought they're ripe for the dream show because they're full of dream interpretation tips. So while I might read each dream and you might think, oh, that's interesting, I wonder what that means and be keen to hear the interpretation, the way that I've written these interpretations back in 2003 is written in a way that gives you tips for interpreting any of your own dreams that you might have now. So that's what we're going to do. I've already given the website addresses in the introduction. The place to go these days is janetheresa.com to find out more, not only to buy ebooks, but to access all the other episodes of the Dream Show, several hundred, I think, by now, blog articles all about dreams and dreaming, and of course also to find out how to consult with me, either by phone or by email or in various other ways. So here we are, and the first one I picked is actually dream number one out of 88 dreams interpreted. And I did pick short ones because I thought they would come over better for the dream show. The books also feature some quite long and detailed dreams. Number one dream, rotting fish. A friend brought round a bag of fresh fish. However, she left them lying around, and after a few days I noticed them smelling. I then went into the bathroom and found a drowned rat in my bath. What does it mean? Interpretation. A helpful approach to a dream, especially a short one, is to look for opposites. You have fresh versus going off, the smell after a few days. Your dream starts with something potentially tasty and nutritious, fresh fish you could cook and eat, and ends with something potentially carrying disease, the rat. So the rat emphasizes the theme of something fresh going off. Was the dream friend someone you know in waking life? If so, what three words would you use to describe her personality? Look for links between the words you have chosen and the theme of something fresh rotting. For example, you may have described her as full of life, someone who tries everything, someone who often takes on too much. In this example, the link would be that someone who takes on too much cannot really succeed in all her goals, so some ideas or tasks must be left to rot. In this example, you then apply this to yourself and ask yourself, do I take on too much and end up losing out on opportunities by not acting on them soon enough? Dreams often portray clichés or expressions we use a lot. She looks like a drowned rat is a common expression, sometimes implying a lack of self-esteem over looks. Do you use this expression? What does it mean to you? Another cliched expression is, it smells fishy, meaning something doesn't feel quite right. What situation in your life feels as if it changes from a lovely, fresh, potentially fulfilling opportunity into a lost opportunity? Where in your life do you start off fresh and end up going off an idea, a person, or a situation? What are you suspicious about? What smells fishy? Where in your life do you fail to act while something is fresh? Your dream suggests, with the drowned rat image, that you may hold back and lose out because you do not feel confident enough. You feel more of a drowned rat, perhaps. continuing the theme, dream number two, Theatre Rat. And these titles that I'm giving are actually the titles that people gave for their own dreams when they submitted them to the forum. So it's really quite important when you have a dream, if you're going to write it down in a dream journal, to give it a title, your gut feel for the title. And often that title is quite informative when you do the interpretation. So this dreamer posted her dream and she called it, I think it's a her, and she called it Theatre Rat. Oh, yes, it is. I was in a theatre with my husband who died 9 years ago. While I was sitting and the lights were on, a big grey rat crawled from under the stage and jumped on me. It was lying on my shoulder against my face. I felt dreadful and begged someone to take it off, but to no avail. Fortunately, I woke up, but I still feel dreadful thinking about it. What does it mean? Interpretation. Let's focus first on your shoulder and face, the parts of your body highlighted in your dream. Remember that dreams often work with wordplay. We shoulder responsibility or carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We also give the cold shoulder when we want to turn our back on any responsibility for a person or situation. Shoulders in dreams are often about responsibility. So it's interesting that you begged someone to take the rat off your shoulder, but no one would. In other words, the dream suggests that something big has landed on your shoulder and it's up to you and no one else to take responsibility for it. The rat was lying against your face. The wordplay here is perhaps face it. It's your responsibility, so face it. Now, what could it be? There are several clues in your dream, and one or more of these will make sense to you. Your husband was in the dream. What responsibilities have fallen on you? Or what responsibilities have you not wanted to face as a result of his passing? The word rat and lying are close together in the dream. Could your dream be playing on lying rat, for example? Lying is also ratting on someone. Has someone lied to you, or have you lived a lie in some way, or do you feel that someone has done the dirty on you and left you to face the consequences? We often lie to ourselves unconsciously as a way to avoid an issue. For example, if you've suffered a financial difficulty in the years since your husband died, you might have tried to live up to your previous expectations, to live a lie. Although the financial situation was just an example, notice that you were in the theatre in your dream. Have you been living a lie in some way, performing or putting on a public face, like the theatre, an act you can no longer keep up? In the dream, you said you begged someone to take the rat off your shoulders. Begging has a financial connotation too. It's significant that you mentioned that the theatre lights were on. When the lights are on, we can see what is otherwise in the dark. Your dream may have come up at a time when you had been keeping yourself in the dark, lying to yourself, and were finally preparing to face the light, no matter how fearful and dreadful. Now I'm going to read the Dream Alchemy practice for this one. I have actually written a Dream Alchemy practice for all of the dreams in these two books, but I'm only going to read a couple of them today. So the Dream Alchemy practice recommended for this dreamer is a visualization. And I've written, visualize a beautiful silver bird perching on your shoulder. It is light and peaceful, honest and wise. It knows which responsibilities are yours and which are not yours. Visualize its wisdom infusing your body and feel the peace of knowing that you do know what to do. Now, each time I've put a Dream Alchemy practice in the book, I have explained how many times to do it and also explained how it works. So I'm just going to read this little bit on how the visualization works. I won't read it, of course, for the other ones we're going to talk about today. This practice will ensure that change occurs for you in the best possible way, a positive, healing transformation. Your dream expressed your waking life situation using dream language, the language of your unconscious mind. By reliving the dream with changes, or by transforming one of the dream symbols, in this case the rat, into the beautiful silver bird, or by reliving and intensifying the dream, in the case of a dream with a positive ending, you are using vision and feeling to reprogram your unconscious beliefs. Dream number 3. Ice breaking cougar. My friend and I were driving on a highway on a rainy night. We pulled over next to a frozen pond. There were words below the ice, but we couldn't read them because they seemed to be in some sort of code. We were about to write them down when a cougar came and broke the ice. The words were gone. I touched the cougar and it was very friendly. Then I was at home and I saw the cougar in my backyard. It was friendly, so I let it in my house. What does it mean? Water in dreams often, but not always, represents your emotions. At the start of your dream, you have two forms of water, rain and ice. Your journey in life is temporarily halted by an emotional issue, the rain. It's possible that this is an emotional issue you've put on ice, left to deal with later, or, and this is more probable, an emotion you have frozen. It's common to freeze out on an emotional issue in an attempt to hide it. A time always comes when it is necessary to thaw out a previously frozen emotion or feeling so that you can make progress. In the dream, you are willing to look at what this issue might be, but it's in code. The code is the dream's way of showing you how much you have locked this emotion out. It may also be that you tend to be programmed or coded to freeze over emotionally at certain times. In the dream, you are keen to break the code, a commitment you demonstrate by preparing to write it down. That commitment was enough to break the code, to unfreeze the emotion. This is indicated in the dream by the second break, the breaking of the ice. So you have the breaking the code and breaking the ice. Your determination thawed the issue and it appeared in the form of a very friendly cougar. Notice how you touched the cougar. This is the dream's way of showing you in touch with the feeling that had been frozen. So it seems the feeling you thawed had a friendly cougar kind of energy. Animals and dreams often represent our instincts and energies. What personality or energy do cougars have, in your opinion? These are the same energies you have possibly frozen out or tend to freeze out, and these are the very same energies you need to bring right into the home of your heart. When dream journeys end at home, as yours does, you know you've usually achieved the goal of the dream. And the next dream is not about animals, but I thought it was quite a good one for the dream show because it's short and has different tips. And it's called, Have I Made My Bed? It's quite a deep dream too because it's got some issues in it that are a little bit more risky perhaps for the dreamer to post to the forum. And it was probably in the early days that there was a shift around the time this dream was posted when people started to post some really deep and emotive stuff. And that continued for most of the 5 years. So this one is called Have I Made My Bed? At the time of this dream, I was unable to sleep due to a messy breakup. I was on the verge of a major depression, almost suicidal. My head would not stop and I wanted it to desperately. I started chanting, "My body is a vessel of love and light," and I fell asleep. In the dream, I was in a spaceship or a boat or some vessel, and everyone there was working together for a common goal. A little girl said that they were all working to save me. They were moving furniture and fixing cracks in the walls. Next, the girl took me outside and showed me a tree under which was a single bed. It looked soft and lovely, except I could see it had springs popping out all under the blankets. The girl said, "You made your bed." Next, my dead mother came to me. It really was her as I remember her. In the dream, I knew she was dead. She took my hand with love and compassion and said, "At least you now know how I felt. My mother committed suicide 15 years ago." We walked and talked, and when I woke, I felt a great calm and a strange lightness. This dream was so powerful for me. Can you throw any more light on it? Interpretation. What a wonderful dream. On one level, it's a perfect example of how to induce a symbol into a dream. Your repetitive chanting and the urgency of your quest to clear your head and envisage your body as a vessel of love and light made the issue ripe for processing in your dream. Dream incubation is a similar process where you focus on a question or issue you'd like your dream to address. By repeating the question or focusing on a symbol of the issue as you fall asleep, your dream will often deliver. Sometimes you will see the chosen symbol in the dream or recognize the issue dressed in a different dream symbol. So you dreamed you were a spaceship or vessel, so it's clear that your dream was processing your quest to experience love and light and to bring up any issues surrounding that. Now, you could have dreamed of any vessel, but I wonder why you thought it might have been a spaceship. A spaceship is perhaps light, as it travels in air, at perhaps speeds greater than the speed of light. Do you think of space travelers, aliens, as being beings of love and light? Might you have alienated love from your relationship? My feeling is that the spaceship was a dream pun on space, needing personal space to recover from your relationship. Oh, look, the word ship in relationship. Or needing personal space away from relationships to rediscover your own love and light. Needing headspace. Needing to get in the right space. Isn't it one of the cliched reasons for a breakup? I need more space. This may be emphasized by the single bed. Although you obviously are considering yourself to be single for now, perhaps the single bed is about getting space to yourself. But, as your dream suggests, it's all about working together for a common goal, to save me. It's about getting yourself together, fixing yourself up. Your dream shows you the cliché, "You've made your bed, now lie on it," and the title of your dream shows you recognized this. Your situation is of your own making, but by the same token, tomorrow's situation is also in your hands. You can change things. But first, you need to acknowledge that the parts you played in your relationship and in its breakup were in your own hands. Responsibility for your actions. Like the dream bed, what should have been soft and lovely was broken. How is the single bed related to breaking up something soft and lovely, do you think? Did you or your partner feel a little suffocated in relationship, feeling a need for some single space? Did this take the soft and lovely out of the relationship? Was it the cause of the breakup? How beautiful at the end of the dream to reach a point of empathy with your mother's situation, to begin to understand what might have caused her to suicide. In the dream, she gave you love and you woke up with a feeling of lightness, achieving the sensation of love and light that you were focusing on as you fell asleep. You may now understand how your mother chose to make her bed, but there are many other alternative positive choices. How would you like to make your bed? How can you make the next bed as soft and lovely as it looks? And the next dream I've chosen, the second last one I think this is called Snakes and Talking Dogs. I was in the countryside somewhere. My little brother was walking barefoot through some grass, and there were snakes everywhere, black ones and brown ones. I knew they were all deadly and tried to get him to stop, but he kept walking, missing stepping on the snakes by inches. Then I saw my little dog, a chihuahua. I don't have a dog in waking life. It was on a leash but asked me to pick it up, so I did. It then kept grumbling in my ear. Nothing that I could make up. It was just moaning about everything. What does it mean? Interpretation. You described two things as little in your dream. Your little brother and your little dog. First you were aware of your little brother, and then you noticed your little dog. The little links the two. The beginning of a dream is often symbolic of the situation or problem your dream then goes on to explore. As the focus changed from brother to dog, your dream was probably describing the problem in terms of the brother and the solution or further insight in terms of the dog. The problem was that danger was all around and was being narrowly missed. The solution or further insight was to pick up the dog and perhaps to listen to him. He asked you to pick him up, and this got him away from the dangerous snakes, didn't it? It's interesting that although your brother was in danger, he did manage not to step on the snakes. So was the danger real or imagined? What kind of danger might you have been in when you had this dream? And how real or imagined was it? Snakes in dreams can sometimes represent healing potential. People are often bitten by a snake in a dream when they confront an issue and heal it, simply because you need to face pain to heal an issue. What painful issue might you have been trying to ignore or step over at the time of your dream? The little brother, the dog, everyone in a dream represents something about you. As your little brother wasn't getting bitten, it seems you were getting away with not facing painful issues. But, as the little dog's grumbling suggested, there is a part of you that is moaning and grumbling about this issue and that needs to be heard. But in the dream, you couldn't understand what it was saying. Now, I did go on there to give this dream a dream alchemy practice. It was a dialogue. I'm not going to read it out at the moment, but it's a way of getting her to understand what the grumbling dog really wanted to say, which is another way of saying it was a way for her to find out what the grumbling inner voice that she wasn't listening to was saying to her so that she could acknowledge the pain and heal it and move on. So the last one I've picked for today is a slightly longer dream, and that's why I've left it to last. But I just think it's one that you'll really enjoy, and it's got so many good tips in it as well. It's called The Bursting Dam. And I do remember that this one was written by a man. Obviously, I've taken the names out of these. You know, some of them were submitted anonymously and some were given names. Whether they were their real names or not, I don't know. But I do remember this as a father talking about a dream about a son. The Bursting Dam. I was with my son, who I consider to be a calm and considerate boy. I was aware that we were in imminent danger associated with a dam on the brink of bursting. I was mindful that we needed to get to the top of the dam to survive the outburst. With this in mind, we drove upwards to the highest ground possible and then climbed on foot until we got to the very top of the walls. In the rain and mist, my son disappeared, and I was in a panic to find him. I ran to the top of the wall and then faced a high chain-link fence that somehow I managed to climb. I looked up and could see the top of the wall was starting to crumble. A big inflatable rubber ring encircled the reservoir wall and was starting to inflate in an attempt to hold the water back. The ring was in a stupid red and white stripe like the Where's Wally scarf in those kids' books. I now found myself in a corridor of a building that I identified as a prison or mental asylum. I tried many of the doors to try and find my way. I had to find my son and get out of there before the dam burst and drowned us both, but the doors had no handles. Then I heard someone coming from the direction I had just come. Two men were approaching me. One was obviously a prisoner or patient, and in the semi-darkness I identified the other as a warden, although not dressed as one. I felt they were going to grab me to imprison me. Before they could say anything, I pushed them through a doorway, the one they had just come through, and managed to close it behind me. I now took off up a corridor in a panic to find my boy. I heard the guard's voice calling out that they had found a teenage boy. A part of me was relieved to hear this, but the larger part of me was filled with dread because I believed they had locked him up and I wouldn't get to him in time to save us both. In that state of panic, I woke up. Interpretation. A great way to approach a dream is to look for opposites. You have calm, considerate versus panic. And you have locked up versus find way out. A dream will often indicate opposites when there is a need to find a point of balance in waking life. At the time of this dream, it is likely that you are trying to deal with the situation in a calm, patient way, but feeling on the verge of panic. In the prison mental asylum part of your dream, a prisoner patient appeared to be about to grab and imprison you. Patient may be a dream pun on being patient, as in calm. The dream suggests that patience is imprisoning you, or at least leaving you feeling a touch insane. At the start of your dream, you were accompanied by your son, who was calm and considerate in your eyes. This shows you in calm and considerate mode. You were dealing with imminent danger, a dam on the brink of bursting. The dam suggests a feeling you were damming up, as water tends to represent the emotions. You were trying to stay calm and considerate, to rise above it to survive any emotional outburst. What was happening for you emotionally at this time? Sometimes we are so calm that we successfully submerge our feelings so deeply that we cannot name an emotional issue. Ask yourself what situation you felt you had under pressure or under containment like a dam at this time. For example, you might have been holding a financial debt in place but struggling against the odds. The dream dam may also have been a pun on dam. Is there something you refer to as that dam? My damn mortgage, my damn headaches, for example. Your dream anticipates an outburst and your approach is to stay calm, but this does not work. In the dream, patience becomes imprisoned and panic reigns. When your son disappears, you naturally panic. When you lose your sense of calm, the dream suggests, you do not know any other way to cope except to panic. Being overly calm keeps panic in balance, but once calmness is gone, there is only panic. The solution is a middle path, neither too calm, too patient, nor too panicked. Sometimes calm can mean without feeling rather than peaceful. The dream shows that when panic enters the picture, the old walls crumble. What walls? The walls you have built to contain the pressure. You notice the safety security system is somewhat lacking, a Where's Wally coloured inflatable safety ring. What does Where's Wally mean to you? Do you sympathise with the Wally character, or is he quite unlike you? A Wally is someone made to look stupid, isn't it? And you used the word stupid here. You said a stupid red and white stripe like the Where's Wally. My feeling is that the dam is about feeling stupid, or being made to feel stupid, or doing everything you can not to let it be known that you sometimes feel stupid. At the end of your dream, a voice calls out that they have found a teenage boy. Of course, this is your son in the dream, but think again. Could the dream be reminding you about your own teenage years? Were you made to feel stupid or a Wally as a teenager? How hard have you worked to hold back, to hold the dam up, your feelings about that? If you had to reach deep into your past or deep into your feelings, where would you find Wally? Of course, your dream is not saying you are a Wally. Dreams reveal our own beliefs about ourselves, usually stemming from childhood. Knowing that, we can see which beliefs are outdated and let them go. And the dream alchemy practice I've given for this dream is a visualization. Now, throughout the book, I've given different kinds of dream alchemy practices, you know, visualizations, affirmations, bodywork, artwork, dialogues, lots and lots of different kinds. But I've chosen this one because it's nice and easy for the dream show. So this is a visualization I've suggested to this dreamer. Visualize standing on a lookout above the dam and pulling a lever which opens the gates to release the pressure slowly and safely into a dry, thirsty series of smaller lakes. As the pressure gradually releases, watch the water flowing into the smaller lakes where it nourishes seedlings and causes rapid and beautiful growth of trees and flowers surrounding the lake. As you visualize this, summon up a feeling of relief and a deep sense of inner wisdom and comfort. So if you've listened to enough episodes of The Dream Show now to have got your head around a dream alchemy practice, you'll know that you'll see what I've done there. We've just, whereas this dreamer has probably been damming up his emotions and feelings, and it's either being calm and patient and keeping the feelings at bay or letting it all burst out and being in a state of panic. We want that middle road. So that visualization gives that feeling of being high up enough above to see the situation and releasing the pressure slowly. And then it's also, I've programmed in there that feeling of, it's not just releasing the pressure and letting it go, that in doing this, there is growth. There are seedlings. There is growth of trees, there are flowers. And so these words are reflecting, are using the words that his unconscious mind has chosen for the symbols in his dream, the bursting dam, etc. But it's using those words, but it's changed them. So it's programmed his unconscious mind using the language that it spoke within the dream. It's programming his unconscious mind to begin to release the pressure on himself in whatever means, to do this automatically without fear of feeling stupid or fear of feeling like a Wally. And also the inducement to do this is the absolute truth that in doing this and reaching this point of balance, there's personal growth, things change, things blossom, things are good. So I hope you enjoyed those 6 dreams out of the selection of 88 dreams interpreted, not to mention that 50 more dreams interpreted, and both of those ebooks are available on my website at janetheresa.com. Most people that book consultations with me do book for phone consultations because they enjoy the richness of being able to discuss a dream and for me to ask questions and for them to answer and for me to listen to the inflections of their voices and to pick out and notice other things. But there are also quite a few people that prefer to have an email interpretation with me for a number of reasons, some including being shy, some including English not being the first language, some including wanting words to ponder rather than having to listen. So there are many different reasons. And so maybe reading out those, even though I wrote those 13 years ago, maybe reading out some of those. If you responded to that thinking, I'd like to have my dreams looked at in that way, then you might like to look on my site at janetereza.com to see the options there for consulting me about a dream by email. The way in which I do that would mean that the document that you receive is a little bit different from the ones that I've read out there. But hopefully, what I've read out there gives you a bit of a insight into how I am able to approach a dream without talking to the dreamer and deliver something of value and insight into the dream, an alchemy that is healing and transformational. Remember, you can always find me on Facebook too, and I do have two different Facebook pages. One's a business page and one's a like page. Or is it the other way around? One's a friends page and one's a business page. Anyway, there's two. You'll find them at janetereza.com. If you'd like to listen to more episodes of The Dream Show, you'll be able to listen to all of those at janetereza.com as well. Or you can always listen to the last 10 on iTunes. The next episode of The Dream Show will be out on March the 4th, 2016, if you're listening to this in real time. And I always look forward to your feedback and thoughts about The Dream Show, what you enjoy, what you don't enjoy, and what you'd like to hear me cover in future episodes. After all, the next episode is episode 175. And we do like to keep the ideas flowing. Have a wonderful month. I'll be speaking with some of you between now and then when you consult me. If you know people that are interested in dreams, isn't everybody, do share the links to The Dream Show, spread the love, and I'll speak to you next week. Have a wonderful month. Next month, I'll have a wonderful month. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.